Hey, you mentioned the lists earlier. Mm-hmm. It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
For also some like introspective questions. What are your favorite reflections? You were talking about meditation earlier. Anything you enjoy reflecting upon, like a question or evaluation, introspection?
I think in this really, really, really difficult time that we're living in, it's easy to just get really like down on the world and the human race, because the human race sucks, you know. But it's just really important to remind yourself that, you know, in the big scheme of things, This is Ask Alan, 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Fun tonight. Oh, we're really running out of time. Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam is coming up at 7 p.m. I got to start making moves here. Hold on. What do I got on this? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. This is Ask Alan. Advice on any topic from a uniquely unqualified purveyor. I'm starting to think about, I got to make swag for a marathon. I'm going to probably, maybe I'll do a Alan Asks You one of these days. I'm thinking about an advice book, just a little tiny advice book, but I don't know how to produce that and put that together. I'm going to have to ask one of the creative directors here at the Woof Moo. Maybe Michelle would add her 2 cents. This is Ask Alan. Ooh, I almost burped into the microphone because of the weed juice. Tico, we almost ready to get out of here? He didn't budge. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We have about 5 minutes, so we have time for another call or two, so you should call in 201-209-9368. Guy calling in and trying to avoid the apps, but at the same time wanting to get back onto the dating circuit. I feel your pain, but his first move was what was his name? Mark? Hey babe, my name's Mark. He's ready. This guy's ready. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan. Put the needle on the weed juice. Put the needle on the record. 7 p.m. VV. 8 p.m. Gaylord Fields. 9 p.m. Keep it on WFMU all night long, because why not? What else are you going to do? Eat your leftovers. I got a whole bunch of leftovers upstairs. I'll give Tico a little turkey before we bounce out of here. 201-209-9368. I want to take another call before we go. So it could be you. You've been waiting. You've been waiting. You've been wanting a call. You got that holiday question. You haven't had a chance to call yet. Now's your chance. 201-209-9368. Ooh, if you want to get on the Ask Alan email list, Alan, A-L-A-N, at WFMU.org. And as mentioned earlier, if you want to leave a advice-seeking message on the Ask Alan answering machine, 973-352-7908. That's 973-352-7908. I'm not sure the weed juice is a great idea for Ask Alan. It gets me a little, makes me a little unsure of my answers. I'm like, should I be doing this on the weed juice? But I probably will. Maybe I just didn't do enough. That's probably it. More weed juice is the answer, not less. Hello, you're on the radio.
I don't really have a question. Can I pretend I have a question?
Yeah, yeah. Make believe. Just don't curse. Don't curse.
No. Do I sound like the kind of guy who would be effing curse?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to go. I got a question coming in. Hi. Oh. Damn it. I dropped that guy because he didn't have a question. There was another call coming in, and they weren't there. Let it be a lesson to me. 201-209-9368. We got time for another call. Hey, that guy, call back without a question. As I hit the oh-wee-choo. Managia la guita muerta. Friday night, holiday weekend. I guess Thanksgiving makes it officially the holidays, right? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. This has been Axe Allen. Season him up a thousand islands. Really enjoyed doing this. Thanks for hanging out. And keeping it. Oh, now see what happens that like five calls come in at when a minute left. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a 10-year-old daughter that has a birthday coming up, and she wants a samurai sword. And kind of on the fence if I should get a real...
Okay, I get it. This is my answer. I mean, I spent a lot of time in rural Costa Rica where, like, 3-year-old kids are learning how to work the fields with a machete. So I think if you trust your... Your child, and you know, you can have the conversation about being, you know, safe and not being an idiot. I say get the samurai sword. That's my opinion, and I am a completely unqualified purveyor of advice. I say yes.
You say yes. I should get my daughter a stainless steel samurai.
Yeah, in a really good metal sheath, and
that's really sharp and really pointy.
Listen,
with
I'm not
potentially like slaying her father while he's sleeping.
Would I endorse her slaying her father? No, I would not.
Yeah.
I do support you getting her a samurai sword. Have a good night. No more calls. Put the needle on the record. Coming up in 20 seconds. Thanks for being here. I am an unqualified purveyor of advice. This is Ask Alan. Put the needle on the record. Coming up now.
WFMU Radio. James is the engineer. I'm the DJ. He's the rapper. You know, his name is Senior Gigio.
Yes, I. Billy Jam, the man.
So we are here in Oakland, California. James the engineer is in Jersey City, New Jersey. We are most definitely a national thing, a bi-coastal thing, a hip-hop thing. And for today, the name of the show is Put the Needle on the Algorithm. I know you got an opinion on algorithms. I know I do, and I'm sure everybody tuned in today does. If you do, jump to the comments and tell us, how do you feel about the algorithm? I want to say that this show is dedicated to Timmy D's Nuts. You should be tuned in right now. And I bet he's got a beer in one hand and a joint in the other. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. For today, we're going to have a special guest, Mark Hurst, weigh in. Mark Hurst, who does a great show on Mondays. More about that, him, his show, and his opinions, his take on algorithm, because he is an expert on all things tech. He knows. So for today's show, you know, I've been going digging in the CD crates, going through like radio versions, Senior Gigio, trying to find stuff. And I kind of have them like, so a lot of stuff I'd had in New York, and I packed and mailed them from New York back to here. So I'm going through boxes. So I realize I'm in like 2006. So I got a bunch of stuff from 2006, as well as other years in the 2000s, plus some from the 90s, and also some French stuff today. But we're going to start out with Acid Rain. Time and Change, the name of the album. It dropped back in 2006 on Alpha Pup Records. And we're going to start off with the track that samples Jim Carrey in there. It's called Too Cool for School. And you're hearing it right here on WFMU.
Nice. We'll be right back.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
Busy bathing off the southern coast of St. Bart's with spider monkeys for the past 2 weeks. Tripping on acid changed our whole perspective on shit.
La mort n'est pas une fin, mais un commencement. Une issue de secours, fuyant ce monde dément qui un soir d'hiver s'est ouvert sur un être cher, laissant sa mère dans son âme et sa chair. Mais elle n'est pas morte, non, ne pleurez pas. Elle sait maintenant ce que nous ne savons pas et siégera dorénavant auprès des plus grands, ceux qui ont fait du monde ce qu'il est maintenant. Mado, où tu es à présent, tout est bien plus beau. On ne tourne plus le dos à ta couleur de peau. Et de là-haut, tu dois savoir que juste un peu plus bas, ton absence laisse un vide qui ne se comble pas. Non, elle n'est pas morte, elle s'est endormie. Elle s'est éveillée du songe de la vie, flirtant avec les brises et les alizés, se jouant des frontières à ne pas dépasser. Pourtant elle est là, elle n'est pas partie, vivant encore au plus profond de notre esprit. Elle y restera jusqu'à la fin des temps, car la mort n'est pas une fin, juste un commencement. Paix éternelle à ceux qui ne sont plus en cet endroit, qui réchauffe toujours nos cœurs quand dans le leur il fait froid. Peace.
When it all began, I made the whole planet rock with Africa Bang. I had Melly Mel's back when he was by the edge. I used to wear them big suits with the talking heads. And yes, I know the ledge, I got the juice. I put the bang bang boogie in your girl's caboose. I told Big Bang Hank not to eat that food. I told my man Biz Markie not to be so rude. I said you can't pick boogers at the Albee Square Mall, but he was too busy bugging out with Prince Paul. And his God is my witness if my name ain't Jack. I told AC/DC to come back in black. And I was with Professor X when he called y'all a sissy. And then I went and drank some Brass Monkey with the Beasties. And after that, me and Rick Rubin said, dang. We went to go chill with Rakim, who was thinking of a fast plan to move the crowd. And I was with James Brown when he said it loud. And I was with Dilla when he chopped the break. I told Extra P to tell you that your funk was fake, yeah. And I was with Tip when he met Bonita. I told Volume 10 he should hide the heater, cause pistol grip pump on your lap at all times is like a wet dream for the freaking one time. And whoop, whoop, I was there, I heard it. I told Ice-T he should try to reword it, but he was like, fuck that, rhyme paid. I was with Jimi Hendrix smoking purple haze when Dre came along with the bag of chronic. Then we all got high and made supersonic. Yeah, a little different from the gangster rap, but I was with him and Snoop when they made all that. In fact, I was the one that said that the DOC should write it. Drake knew I was right, but the label tried to fight it. But that's nothing new, I was there when Motown and Marvin Gaye had a crazy showdown. I told Berry Gordy that he needed to stop tripping and let Marvin Gaye come with it with new pimping. And then I told Jive they should free the clips. I told Puff Daddy he should give the locks the chips. In fact, I told Sylvia, who ran Sugar Hill, that she owed Cold Crush at least about a mil, cause I was right there when they stole their rhyme and told the in-house band to replay Good Times. Yeah, I was even there when Dougie Fresh met Rick. I was there when Run DMC made Trick, cause I was friends with Penn and Teller, who was friends with Jerry Heller. That's how I met Ren and Yella. I told them they should get back with Cube and Dre. There'll never be another group like y'all from LA. Yeah, cause I was there when they made Boys in the Hood. I told them let Easy rap it cause his voice sound good. Yeah, and if you don't believe me, ask Arabian Prince, cause he was with Egyptian Lover, they were both convinced. I told Sly Stone to quit his job and just sing, and I told Ludacris the very same thing. I told John Lennon he should leave the Beatles, and I was with Theodore when he scratched the needle. I was with Too Short when he met them freaks, and I was down in Tennessee with my homeboy Speak. Man, I was there, I swear, it really ain't fair. This is just part one, Jack Splash out of here.
with a broken nose. Hands up, this is the life we chose. Hot fashion model with the itchiest clothes. Dress up, this is the life we chose. A farmer on a turf where the worst weeds grow. Dig up, this is the life we chose. Grab tissue, face issues and fight your foe. Cause you know this is the life we chose. We chose the ice, we chose. Another sacrifice time, but I knew what I was facing when I made my mind to free the base and lace these lines. On trouble block path, I tap that spine. If you don't know your maps, I will follow you fine. Thought I'm on another quest with my people in mind. Elevate a situation with exquisite design. You wish not to rip, don't write no lines. I was given the gift, someone spit in mine. The decline in the game is a clear result of the laziest punks that sling assault. Better put it away before they bring the troll. I'm the first to act and the last to talk. I don't whine and cry when you call slow blows, cause I settled in my head, this is the life we chose. The ice we chose, the fight we chose, the mic we chose. Hot, so you a boxer with a broken nose. Hands up, this is the life we chose. Hot, fashion model with the itchiest clothes. Dress up, this is the life we chose. A farmer on a turf where the worst weeds grow. Dig up, this is the life we chose. Grab tissue, face issues and fight your foe. Cause you know this is the life we chose. Yeah, it's just life, would you please refrain from your quick tendencies to complain. You don't wanna play scrub and leave the game, but you better not call my name. Though it's still in the yard, gives you back pain and crazy paperwork just working your brain. Resistant progress, so please abstain from the benefits that we gain. You know I bust the blocks and knocked on doors, punched the clocks and mopped floors. When I spit from the heart, that's why it's hardcore. And even more hard for me to know what you bitching for. And nobody knows, cause you hardly know. But I know this is the life we chose. Chose. This is the life we chose. Hot, see you a boxer with a broken nose. Hands up, this is the life we chose. Hot, fashion model with the itchiest clothes. Dress up, this is the life we chose. A formal on a turf with a worst weeds grown. Dig up, this is the life we chose. Grab tissue, face issues and fight your foe. Cause you know this is the life we chose. We chose the ice, we chose the fight, we chose the mic, we chose. This is the life we chose. We chose the life we chose, the fight we chose, the flight we chose.
Children.
words, Chili Mac Pagoda.
Aloha.
Aloha, Senior Gigio. You're checking out WFMU Radio. This program is Put the Needle on the Algorithm. Something led you here, I think. But was it an algorithm? Most likely not. The old school way. Before algorithms, there was a thing called word of mouth. Word of mouth, word. Word to your moms. Anyway, we just heard from music from France. My man Senior Gigio is going to tell you exactly what we heard in that short but entertaining diverse set of hip-hop.
You know, that was Assassin with Save the Children. Came out in 1993 out of France. Then before that, we heard Is What with Roy Campbell Jr. The Life We Chose came out 2006.
That was the title track, but that whole album is great. I got to play more from it.
Yeah, I got to get into it too. Then we did. Then we played. Before that, we played Plant Life featuring Jack Splash, and this was the Put the Needle on the Record remix.
And let me explain what I did was, it's done at a high pitch, so I just slowed it down to minus 10, and it sounded better.
There you go.
But normally it would have been real chipmunkish, and that is Jack Splash, who is a previous guest on this show, and who I'll be giving away some stuff from coming up in the months ahead.
That's cool. All right, y'all, and then before that we heard from I Am, and the song was called Mado, which came out in 1991. That was real nice. Another one from France. And then we started out the show with Acid Rain's Too Cool for School, 2006.
That's right. Anyway, it is November the 28th. We are here in Oakland, California on this end of the year 2025. And 2026 is going to be a good year for you. Yes, you. And for me. Get your calendars, plan ahead, look forward to stuff, focus on the positive, and we'll all get there together. My man Chili Mac Pagoda is back. I was just thinking about him yesterday. I was going to invite him over. We're going to do a special Christmas show on the 19th here, and Gigio, you and I will be holding it down. We're going to have some folks come through. Hopefully, Chili Mac Pagoda will also. I'll send him a text later. But in terms of algorithms, Mark Hurst is going to be talking with us a little bit later about them. What's your take on algorithms, Senior Gigio, from your perspective as an artist who is online on sites like YouTube? And are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I am
you
on
are.
TikTok.
And then all these social media ones too, like Facebook, Instagram.
I'll tell you, I just put myself up on TikTok. I can't use it. It hurts my brain. But, you know, like my thought with the algorithm, for me as an indie artist, it's constrictive. And then even as a human, as a friend, you know, cause it's like when I'm as an indie artist, like the people who are like, I'm connecting my music to, they're generally like all my friends, or I have an emotional connection to them, even if, you know, in one way or another. So it's like, man, you know, that's, if you got thousands of friends, people who already agreed to be friends with you or subscribe to your channel or follow you, and then you know, you're putting your thing up, you work hard to do your thing and blast it out there, and social media, you know, for some reason is saying that my algorithm, they're not putting me in their algorithm, even though, hey, we're friends and I know they love me. You know what I mean? So I'm not a fan of it. And I'm sure that affects me in the same way. Maybe people who I'm connected to, I'm not, you know, seeing whatever they're trying to project or share out there the same way. So, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, though. You know, the thing about algorithms, I think, is that, like, say, let's just say YouTube, right? So that's somewhere I use a lot.
I do like the YouTube algorithm a little bit better.
You think it's a little more?
I think so. Yeah, because I might watch something on YouTube and then maybe a couple of days later, you know, it'll be like another piece of that I didn't even know was there. So.
But sometimes I think when something keeps popping up, it's like, please check me out, you know, if it keeps popping up in your algorithm.
Right.
But my feeling is that Like before algorithms really took over, I always thought, like, if I was going, say, on YouTube, if I'm looking for something, I'll do a search. So I'm looking for this specific thing and I'll find it. But with algorithms, it's like people are just too lazy to even like think about what they want. They're just waiting what's presented to them. It's like going to a restaurant and they have the food and they go, which one of these you want? Instead of like taking time to pick up the menu and read everything that's on offer, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think everything is kind of gearing to make people lazy.
Lazy, exactly. Yeah. Well, anyway, if you have any thoughts on it, jump on the comments. I know a lot of people are taking it easy today. A lot of people aren't even tuned into WFMU today because it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's actually a commercial day for things for people to go shopping.
Black Friday.
I was going to say it's a Steely Dan song title, but it means nothing to me. And I think more and more people are anti-consumerism these days. So let's continue. Let's go back to Assassin. This is the French group Assassin, as distinct from American act Assassin. And this is another one. It's History Sweet Son Cruz. And you're checking it out on this radio station, which is called, what's it again?
WFM, you know.
Les jeunes doutent, les mères doutent, les keufs shootent. L'école s'enflamme, le futur s'annonce mal. Quels sont nos repères? Est-ce le système scolaire où la violence a pris place? Dans une grande partie des cours, dans une grande partie des classes. Certains veulent que ça cesse, d'autres ne le veulent pas. Les victimes sont les mêmes, les jeunes qui n'apprennent pas. Alors ai-je le choix? Je peux choisir ma voie. Je pourrais éviter de me faire naquer par les dirigeants de l'État, c'est sûr. Leur programme est idéal, idéal pour reproduire les inégalités sociales. Où est concentré le plus la connaissance? Dans les écoles, pourtant les programmes sont régis par un monopole. Alors c'est évident, comment en allant sur les bancs de l'école je pourrais affronter la vie hors de leur établissement? Et pourtant ce n'est pas en la brûlant que je pourrais résoudre tous mes problèmes.
Yeah, Batman, come again.
Mais si je suis à la traîne, j'ai de grandes chances de me faire guerre. Qui est pur? Est-ce la jeunesse qui combat? Je n'en suis pas sûr. Souvent je cherche une idée, souvent je trouve un mur. À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire?
En avant, en avant pour le prince, car le sujet m'excite. Tant qu'il comporte un nombre incalculable, illogisme comme quand je récitais mes ancêtres, les Gaulois. Alors, dites-moi, le brisage commençait-il là? Car sont inégales, tout est fait pour que certains individus ne fassent pas le poids. Oui, la toile est solide, bien tissée, et les cases délicatement préparées pour que d'année en année, nous soyons encadrés. Bon gré, malgré mes insimulés, chaque lacune ne fait que contribuer à élargir le fossé entre une jeunesse en le move et un système scolaire figé.
Certains m'ont mis 8 ans, déjà le doigt sur la gâchette. Qu'espérez-vous quand la jeunesse est en guerre dans sa tête? Certains sont élevés au sein d'autres au magnum. Tu penses que je déconne? Va voir comment le underground fonctionne et l'école dans tout ça. T'as le compte de la folie de l'homme. Où est-elle elle-même la première barrière qui nous dégomme? Mais je tiens bon. La putain de production, l'opposition à l'éducation qui découle des institutions.
Encore et encore, encore à travers les paroles sans tact. Pour plus d'impacter, abattre leur message d'un échec et mat. Car le ton monte les élèves, cela se fait propre. Crac, à ton massacre.
À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire? À qui revient l'histoire?
Waiting for nails to dry in the beauty. What I mean is basically there's no one. The unborn MC brings investigation. What I mean is basically there's no one. The unborn MC.
This goes out to all you ugly rappers, pretty rappers, big city rappers, country rappers, gritty rappers, itty bitty rappers, witty rappers, 2 for 50 rappers, Hello Kitty rappers, Frank Nitty rappers, and rappers, all you dapper rappers, young whippersnapper rappers, gun clapper rappers, fun rappers, gamma kappa rappers, dumb rappers, idiotic rappers, psychotic rappers, melodic rappers, and narcotic rappers, all you phony rappers, baloney rappers, me and my homie rappers, Tony rappers, and all that, yeah, all you hood rappers, misunderstood rappers, think it's all good rappers, let me tell y'all something.
Look, you know what I mean? I just want to just work it all out, you know? I just want everybody to do their thing and be cool, you know?
First thing you should know is I'm not afraid. Every rapper has the potential to be laid down on his or her back. When I'm down on my luck, I get down on the track. I clown on the rap, sort of like Barnum and Bailey's. My Stardust bus is bigger and brighter than Haley's coming. I vomit up the astronomic on the daily. Peel the steel skin off the mic into a scaly, the thick rapper. The shrink wrap that rapper and sink that boat of his. My rap motor is a million mega cycles. My rap motor is a megaton, higher than the Eiffel Tower with sniper rifle power to blow off your melon. And it ain't no telling, all you heard is rappers yelling. My lyrics start propelling. I get to welling on it from the dome. After I trail them home, I like to catch them alone and strangle them with the microphone and drag them back to Project Blood. But I hold as many mics as I can possibly hold and rip up the session after the last rapper flowed. I never fold, even though my poker face is old. The world's cold, probably why I stay in battle mode. I would love to touch your ego, European, Latin, or Negro. Rap Evo Knievel, but I ain't Evo. It's all nice, especially with the mic device. When it's in my hand, it's like throwing a trick dice. It's the worldwide underground heist, and what I'ma give back is more to suffice. Pour me over ice and drink the think. You're only as strong as your weakest. I dwell amongst the deepest, as long as the speakers. I make songs for the peoples. I push the ink. Who gives a what they think is tight now? Waiting to our iron up the kinks is tight now. Waiting to our iron up the kinks.
You know, cause the art.
Waiting to our iron it all out. It's gonna be cool. Man. But like I said, I want everybody to be able to do their thing successfully. This goes out to all you shallow rappers, bottom of the bottle rappers, spit and swallow rappers, holler rappers, love to follow rappers, Apollo rappers, and Rollo rappers, yeah, all that, yeah, to all you Big Willy rappers, silly rappers, my Mac Millie rappers, smoker Philly rappers, illy, killy, killy rappers. Not really rappers, yeah. All you signed rappers, blind to what's going on behind rappers, crime rappers. I'm in my prime rappers, part-time rappers, one of a kind rappers too, yeah. You wanna go around the world, but you gotta have a tape. You wanna paint a perfect picture, but ain't got no paint. But I'm the painter with the brush and the easel. I like to rush him and I hit him with the fleezo. I got a stick of dynamite, you got a stick of gum. He tried to chew it up before I blew it up. It's done.
What I mean is basically there's no one. 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 The unborn MC brings investigation.
Wow.
All that scratching is making me biatch. That was DJ Logic. You're checking out WFMU. My name is Billy Jam. I'm the DJ.
Your boy, Senor Gigio, the MC.
James is the engineer. Mark Hurst will be the guest. And you're the listener. What do we hear in that wonderful set of hip-hop there, Gigio?
We just heard DJ Logic. Peace, y'all. I am in the house. 2006. Then before that, we heard AC Alone. Rappers, Rappers, Rappers 12 for 10. This came out in 1999.
Isn't that crazy?
Man,
26 years ago.
Ahead of his time. Ahead of his time. It's still on time.
He really, really is ahead. Was ahead of his time.
Man. Assassin. Then we heard, before that, we started out with Assassin. French hip hop. Les histoires sont cool. Excuse my French. I've always wanted to say that.
Actually, your French is better than mine. Again, shout out going out to Timmy D, who's tuned in. All right, all right, all right. North Guinea Hills, Shelly Mike Pagoda, and everybody else who's tuned in the archives are in their car, and they have their two hands on the steering wheel. So they don't want to mess with fate, with life. So, algorithm is the topic today, and it's definitely something, even if people don't even if you never heard the word, you know what it is. It's one of those things that really is having more and more of an effect. But let's go through some of the happenings.
Let's do it.
We're also going to hear from Mark Hurst momentarily here. So let's see. This Sunday, 2 days from now, November the 30th, the last day of the year, 1 month left after that for 2025. November the 30th is a very, very important day for us here at WFMU because our good friend, longtime WFMU reggae DJ, Jeff Sarge, good guy, I've actually filled in for him a couple of times, will present his very final reggae schoolroom radio show. And that's after 41 years on WFMU. So tune in, 9 till 11, that's East Coast time, to WFMU this Sunday for Jeff Sarge and Reggae Schoolroom, the final chapter.
Word. And then Monday, December 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Yoshi's in Oakland, Elevate, California, a nonprofit that works with the Oakland Schools music program. They're going to be having a benefit concert with various student musicians performing, plus special guest Sheila E.
And those are from all over Oakland, from all the different high schools. It's a really good program because, you know, as with school systems all over the country, for many years now, they've been cutting back on programs, and music is one of the first ones they cut back on. And it's been proven that it definitely helps people in every way, psychologically and in their life, in every possible way and creatively, and just sort of sets them on the right track. So anyway, December the 3rd, that's this coming Wednesday at SOB's Sounds of Brazil, New York City, downtown. Our man Nardwar, the human serviette, he'll be there and he'll have videos, and that's an early show. It's at 6 p.m. Nardwar is a previous guest on this show, and he's a great guy.
That's really cool. Next Friday, December 5th, 7-second delay bingo. Join station manager Ken and Andy Breckman for the second ever 7-second delay bingo night. Tickets online at WFMU.org.
Okay, that should be a good one. And you can tune in to Ken's show on Wednesdays in the morning. And again, another great thing about WFMU is the archive. So even if you miss out on something on a holiday like Thanksgiving or the day after, you can always go back and find it and check it out later. Raekwon and Mobb Deep are on the road right now across the USA doing their 30th anniversary tour. They're going to be in Brooklyn, the Paramount, on December the 7th.
Then December 10th, Rakim. Got doing a Rakim holiday show. Requests only.
And I think Gigio, that's where he's actually taking requests from the crowd.
Oh,
for that
man.
Show. Yeah.
You know what? He's that good. He's that good.
He's the man, right?
Man, that's going to be awesome. That'll be so much fun for people there. And that's going to be at SOB's in New York, New York City, at 7 p.m.
Okay. And December the 11th in New York City, that's on a Thursday. It'll be 2 weeks from now on the Thursday. Homeboy Sandman, along with a whole bunch of other guys, Jarb, Rob Skewer, and Mandela Eskia. They're going to be at Pianos on Ludlow Street in Lower Manhattan. It's a 7 p.m. show. Go there. Bored Stiff, Balancing Act, new album is about to drop.
Oh, it's out.
It's out
now.
Already.
Yeah, yeah.
So and you're wearing your Bored Stiff hat. I like that.
Yep. Y'all go check out the new Bored Stiff album, The Balancing Act, on their Bandcamp.
And speaking of AC Alone, 1999, it's like crazy. Where did the time go? He was on this show before, too, and he's a really cool, a really nice person, as well as an amazingly talented artist. But Both Sides of the Brain by Dell, that came out in 2000. I mean, that's 25 years ago, and he's reissuing that album.
Nice.
So I notice a lot of people are doing that. And I also notice how a lot of times certain, especially more with the rap, kind of the gangster mob music more than the hip-hop, that a lot of times initially, and especially 90s stuff, it only came out on CD and or cassette, no vinyl. So a lot of those things are getting reissued, but for the first time on vinyl.
Nice.
And isn't today Record Store Day too? I think it is, right?
I'm not sure, but you know, every day you get to you get a chance to support the record store.
Yeah.
Go do that.
So anyway, let's check in. I had Mark Hurst. I reached out to him. He's been on this show before. And I asked him, like, about algorithms. I said, like, could you just sort of record something for the show and break down your thoughts on it? And he did. So we'll listen to that. And you're going to do a little freestyle later, right?
That's right.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Billy Jam. Hey, everybody. It's Mark Hurst from Tectonic. Thanks to Billy for inviting me to say something about algorithms. I really think that one of the great things about WFMU and Put the Needle on the Record is that it's not defined by an algorithm. You have human experts, human people who are passionate about their music, choosing what you're going to listen to. And that's in great contrast to services like Spotify, where for a lot of people, they just hit the play button and let the algorithm determine what they're going to listen to. And you know, a lot of what's going up on these services now is AI generated. So you have machine created extruded musical product, I don't want to call it music, chosen for you by another part of the machine. I mean, these whole systems, they want to turn you into a machine listening to machine derived sound. How different that is from what we have at WFMU, where you have people who care about actual music and the actual artists and are teaching you something and revealing what they're enthusiastic about. So that's why I think WFMU is the anti-Spotify. People should get off of Spotify and get onto WFMU and put the needle on the record. Thanks, Billy Jam, for what you're doing.
Damn, son. What's wrong with you, man? What be happening out here, man? Don't be realizing it, man. But yo, man, tell them what you be seeing out your window.
Yo, I be seeing out my window gunshots every day, man.
Yo, I see sex, money, and drugs, too. But yo, tell them how Duke said.
The world's about to end, about to end.
Born in a ghetto, it's hard to survive. Some have achieved and many brothers tried, but I realize which life to choose. I wanna make money, so I gotta pay dues. But there's no rules, and you only have one chance. If you're a kid, you face the circumstance. At night, I used to scream and shout, living in a ghetto, trying to get the hell out. So I would try as I watch my friends die, but all I could do is sit back and cry. These are feelings I'm expressing through my rhymes. I've been through hard times, so many problems on my mind. I wasn't living rich, and I also wasn't poor. I try to appreciate, but I deserve more. Yeah, Superman, superstar, give me super fat dough, like Pablo Escobar.
Star, feared by bandits, hated by chicks, loved by kids, and up to the bit. Yes, the group on me thick, plus I don't eat beef. Cause these dizzy ass bitches and chick think it's sweet. Yo, I work hard and hard, my man breaks it down through the cars. After that, keep it moving, have no time to be fooling around town. Ain't it all you get down with this hype sound? The things I sing, I make the grown man dream and speak singing. Don't by yourself, be by yourself, let my lyrics vibrate and shake the earth. I travel ghetto to ghetto, back streets to street, dig around all crime with this ill mastermind. Mom Duke used to tell me with these tears in her eyes, now I'm out on my own, surviving with the time like an African tribe. Little dapper blow your mind, check it out like this,
and then like that,
superstar.
You're moving on up, yes, the group on with this, so hold your palms, hear this, hear this. So what the, you're moving on up, yes, the group on with this, so hold your palms, hear this.
The next level, it's the nutcracker giving hell to the devil. Playing the game, the New York pain makes me wanna bust, but I just maintain. Cause nowadays, I talk to a brother. Always love your mother, cause you never get another. In the streets, busting off shots. The cops, I got superstar props. Big time dough, money is a thriller. I'm getting more iller than a Zodiac killer. No lie, but before I say bye, you can't take money with you when you die. When you die.
Star, star, star. Yo, I got flipping the wig, chicks grabbing their clothes. As the rhyme, they get dope, but infants, they greet me with blunt. One time for your mind before I break these streets. Ain't nothing holding me back. Hip hop tracks, yo, son, you know the feeling. This will get revealed as the times I get better. And you know what, I got skills. I seen the days turn into nights as the stars shine bright. Mother, my wetting. Chicks, they keep stretching like Dawn Prairie on. One day we'll live large. Word to Allah, and it don't seem hard. No more jealousy and envy. Curses put upon me, watch me live free as can be. You see, rising to the top like a rocket ship. Yo, I go far.
Superstar. So what the, you're moving on up. Yes, the group on with this. So hold your palms, hear this, hear this. So what the, you're moving on up. Yes, the group on with this. So hold your palms, hear this, hear this. So what the, you're moving on up. Yes, the group on with this. So hold your palms, hear this, hear this. So what the, you're moving on up. You check it out like this.
After a while, it reverted to the third third. Among other things, she was tired of the second third. Second thoughts turned to second words. Took a second, but I got the message. Took me a day and a second, but I concurred. I prefer to be alone than not be preferred. I guess that's what happens to a dream deferred. Slept together, shared a bed, but our dreams differ. A lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas, even maybe ifas. But if an if would have made a difference to a living afterlife so legendary, maybe love would have been unconditional. For such a thing suggests that if's unnecessary. Even now, writing this, using coded language, more so to save face and try to hide the anguish. So sudden, looking back, I can see it coming. Devastating, but I ain't got time to languish. Stick out my chest and flex my back to make a tough, hard bread for a broken, hard sandwich. Hope you took enough to last till your one-way trip is done. Trip is done. Trip is done. I hope you're wise enough to not waste it on the trail of breadcrumbs. 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 Tried and true through trials and tribulations. You were tired of my trial and error. With lies you tried to hide. Some say to try is to fail. My nana said nothing beats a failure but a try. And what am I but a man trying to trade in one coat for another from the very same leprosy? A different place every year with the same spots. Tried by fire with no double jeopardy. From the plot where you dig to do all your building, to the twist that puts you in the separate buildings. And Mrs. Lovejoy said to think of the children. My bond is my choice of words, God forever willing. And it can never be enough. Ironic, cause it was never enough when our jerseys were the same. A different city in the front. Yours is light, mine is dark, but our kids' replicas bear the same name. We on the same team, forever scrimmaging. The chemistry diminished can never be replenished. And I do right by you. Reside on the other side of whatever, I'ma still remain right by you. The verdict's in for a husband, criminal negligence. Claim self-defense, but guilty as a son of man. We both sentenced to freedom with hard labor to make two daughters and a son understand. Understand.
So I woke up this morning and as I start yawning at pouring into my bowl, then I thought to myself, said I need to take a trip to the grocery store, cause the bread is low. And the chicken I was eating with the mashed potatoes need a
little bit of gold.
Oops, wrong song lyric, man, a little bit of pepper. Step out the crib with the bedcloth slippers, robe tied tight, chest no chest hair, no clothes at both. So I gotta get there, cause it's like 3:50 and I'm just waking up. And it take 5 minutes just to get to the front. Now I'm standing in long lines. Lady with the baby probably buying some dog food. Dog probably crazy on a daily basis. My days be like this, cause I got to the register and then the store closed.
Yo, what up, man? If you cool, what you do? Warm it up then. I can't hold it cause it's hot. Put it down then. I left my kids at daycare. Pick them up then. I'm trying to buy some new. What you trying to spend? All I got is $5. So you broke, man? I thought I had $10. So you broke then. TV dinner on the couch. Warm it up then. Warm it up, man. Warm it up then.
Get some, you little bums. I got a lot and you can't get none. That ice cream truck just left. If you run, you can catch, but it's out cause I got the last one. But I got a box of cones that I'm willing to sell. I sell the ice cream too. Two scoops for a bill. I could build a sandcastle without bringing a pail and go catfish fishing and come up with a whale. But you know what? That was easy as hell. Well, maybe not the line about me catching a whale, but if I did it, then it's nothing and I did it as well. Probably easy. easy as it is to move slow for a snail. Did you know I made this beat with my mouth and a bell? Just the FYI, I'm F-L-Y. And for those that can't spell, I'm a pretty swell guy. I caught a lot of fish, I think I have a fish fry.
Yo, what up, man? If you cool, what you do? Warm it up then. I can't hold it cause it's hot. Put it down then. I left my kids at daycare. Pick them up then. I'm trying to buy some new. What you trying to spend? All I got is $5. So you broke, man? I thought I had $10. So you broke then. TV dinner on the couch. Warm it up then. Warm it up, man. Warm it up then.
Clap. Bass. Bass.
Clap.
Bass,
clap,
bass,
tick,
bass,
clap,
bass,
tick,
bass,
clap, tick, clap, tick, tick, clap,
bass,
clap,
bass, bass,
clap,
tick, bass,
bass, clap,
bass, bass,
clap,
tick, bass,
clap,
bass, bass,
clap,
tick, bass,
tick, bass, clap.
What happened in 98? What happened in 98? What happened in 98? What happened? I remember 98 like the breath before this one. March 6th, my dad's death was commissioned. Screens from the room to the left of the kitchen were manufactured to make the deaf want to listen. The skin and liver got cancer, the kidneys got it after. The latter was the lungs filling with plasma, three times faster than his bladder. While I slept in the same room and acted like the matter never mattered. Teaspoonfuls of morphine every day between two full moons for 4 weeks. Poor me, I could barely afford sleep while the screams thorn rain razors in your boy's dreams at 14. I was listening, I never seen changes quick as this. Must have been some sort of cosmic trick, cause I was sent to live with him for discipline. Mama got a wish, and now he's a walking stick. His feet swelled to his house shoes, decided not to fit. I was smoking by an awful lot, and not a bit. And cigarettes, I started with a box of his that he left in the glove box once he gotten sick. We only got a 2 month head up. The first one was a hospital visit. The next one was a back full of bed sores. His legs numb with bloody lips and a cancer smell. And I'm sad as hell. I wish I heard the stories he never had a chance to tell. By now he's gone insane from the tumor in his brain. His sister's watching mom in pain, whispering not again.
WFMU Radio, always good to go. Bringing you music on the show once a week for an hour, but I'm working on this idea that I might make it 2 hours 1 week. I'll give you more details on that later. Who did we just hear from there, Senior Gigio?
We just heard from Thavius Beck featuring No Can Do, 98. And then we heard before that, The Cool Kids, What Up Man, came out 2008. Before that, we heard J Live, The Last Third, and that was a dope track. That came out 2008. Before that, we heard Group Home with Superstar, 1994.
Classic.
Fresh as ever.
I know.
And that was a nice piece from Mark Hirsch, too, on Algorithms.
So check out Mark Hirsch's show on Mondays at 6 p.m., 6 till 7. And on Algorithms, I want to do some shout-outs. Shout-out going out to Tom and Julia in Ridgewood, New Jersey. They're tuned in their kitchen. FMU, always on the radio. So, Gigio, I was wondering if you... I was thinking it would be great. You know how you're always so cool at doing the freestyles? And by the way, last week, your impromptu beatboxing when I had the techno thing, you jumped in. You literally did not miss a beat. It was brilliant. I loved it.
Oh, thanks,
hold on.
Man.
I just need to hit set break here on my playlist. Trying to keep it all going. I also want to do a quick shout-out to Mon Ami, who was on earlier today.
Word.
And also I want to do a shout-out to my man, Mr. Finewine, who is scheduled to be on next. Also a shout-out going out to Rich Hazelton coming in later on today. But I was thinking like of all the different DJs on WFMU, and I thought, if I put together a list of all the DJs and the shows on WFMU and on the streaming things, and I type it all out and give it to you, do you think you could do a freestyle on that?
Oh, you know I gots to.
Okay.
I gots to rap.
Okay, I like it. So anyway, we got how many minutes left here today now?
Like
six minutes. Dougie Fresh, you're on. I just listened to that song the other day. So you're going to do a little freestyle. You're going to work in some names in there and touch on...
the algorithm.
Let me get you the next beat because it's fresher.
Party people. Hey, yo, party people. Check it. Hey, hey, hey. Look. Hey. Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, I consider them cats been they hoes. Say no to Waymo. Hey yo, for sure, I'm on your radio. No algorithm. It's just Billy Jam with the CD spinning. So you see me grinning over here and we steadily winning. I ain't here to start fooling ya. We in the kitchen with Tom and Julia. Cooking up something for the many seeds. And that's word to Timmy D. I'm coming so funky with something so chunky. Yeah, I can rock coast to coast across the country. And that's word to LS Monkey. I'm glad you had me over. Word to Chili Mac Pagoda. Send your GZO all up in your algorithm feed, bro. Interrupting the program. Had to come through in a, I can flip this on a slow jam. I can rock the microphone with no hands. And yo, I'm finna take a stance on this right here and freeze like a breakdancer would when he just hit an ill trick. And yo, tell the algorithm they can't predict how I flip this script. Stay off my deals, Nick. But while we on the subject, yo, the revolution won't be televised and the youth's minds will not be corrupted if we take back our power and we keep it. And yo, go ahead, don't keep it a secret. Spread it around. Let them know around town, wherever you're at, where it's going down. WFMU, we so profound with the sounds.
All right. Senior Gigio on the mic, a real freestyle. He's just making it up in the moment as he goes along. And the beat by Rockwell. You're checking out WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, online everywhere, WFMU.org. Few minutes left here. I want to do some shout-outs. Ken from Hyde Park, Bird in the UK, North Guinea Hills, Cresting in SoCal, and you in your special happy place. Listen to FMU. Going to leave you with, big shout-out, of course, going out to James the Engineer. Have a great rest of your November. I will talk to you in the week ahead, Senior Gigio.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody tuned in. And this is a great track, Volume 10 and Pump. We'll hear part of it, and then James will fade us down on WFM. You know.
Bless up.
Bless. FMU.
I was raised in the hood, called what the death, where the brothers in the hood be syphilis. So I rest defense on my ligaments, pump on my lap, risking it for life giving, never giving it back, too late for slipping, so slack, oh, it's on my lap, it's on your lips, so trap shut, I still did more click, but pump butts,
man. She loves me and I sing of solitary. We just to the party, and if you didn't know, should have asked somebody. You gotta look over your shoulder. Strap well, that ain't nothing but you just for getting high. And a cop ain't good for this, but just passing you by. If ever in trouble on the double, best to call your pals. And if you got them bash, I got million sounds around me. Are we getting along? Well, family, we better be. We got your back, we got your back, 10.
It's gonna be point no more than gone.
All right, man.
Boom, 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 for my life at all times. Boom, 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 for my life at all times. Boom, 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 for my life at all times. Boom, boom, boom.
We'll be right back. everybody come and clap your hands. Oh, don't you know when you dance, you've got to smile or you can't cry. Try it a while, you'll be surprised. Baby, it's a rock and roll music. I said I can't do
that I knew.